Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I have a faulty mic. This
yes,
thing
you do.
Falling
well,
off
while
my
you're
face
fussing
hair.
Around with that thing, remind our listeners, this is a live call-in show. If you have questions, give us a call. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. Hey, I did that with my eyes closed, my hands tied behind my back.
Yes, you did. Nice job. Yeah. And for anyone who does happen to want to find the Twitter feed for Olympic Moving, it's Olympic_moving. So feel free to
write that down, Rob.
Thanks for putting that out there, Reba.
There you go.
Hey, you're welcome. Well, and your website, olympicmovers.net.
Very good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks for putting that out.
Mm-hmm. So during the break, because I was just sitting here asking you questions, you know, because we're talking about moving today, right? Everybody's favorite thing to do, moving. Yay. But, you know, we're trying to help give our listeners easier, better ways, better practices, ways to know how to, you know, feel confident about who's going to be handling their belongings, that kind of thing. And right before the break, what was, say again, where people can go to get accurate information about?
The Utilities Transportation Commission regulates moving within Washington State. So those are, that's the regulatory body.
Okay.
When you get into interstate moving, where you hear some of the horror stories, it's less regulated. So it's you want to be a little more careful.
A little more Wild West out there.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to know, I know we're supposed to be asking hard-hitting questions here. I want to know, what's the craziest thing that you've ever had to move?
Wow, that's a good question. Recently, we relocated a skate park. That was kind of unique.
Really?
Yeah?
Yeah. City of Blaine purchased the Covington skate park, and we were involved with the relocation up to the City of Blaine.
Wow, I always think of those things being like huge hunks of concrete.
Well, they kind of are. Chunks of concrete and steel and laminated wood products. So it was a challenge.
Getting it
disassembled. They're not designed to take apart. So it was a pretty challenging project.
So who took it apart?
Well, we partnered with an industrial contractor to disassemble it and crane it onto flatbeds that we hauled up there.
Oh, for crane out loud.
So when you think of moving, it's not just household goods. It's anything that needs to get moved.
Yeah,
all kinds of things.
Sure.
Interesting. We had a gal who helps people with like downsizing, and she said one of the most interesting things that they had to help find moving for was a suit of armor.
Right.
Yeah. Because we were talking about like Chihuly chandeliers and things like that are really sensitive to move.
Sure.
And then Eric asked the question. He's like, "What's the strangest thing you've moved?" And she's like, "Oh, easy, suit of armor." And it's like, oh, wow, that was like immediately came to mind.
Came right out there.
Yeah. Like, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Are you, in most situations, are you actually doing the packing for people? Or are they, I mean, how does that normally work? I've never, hired a moving company, so I have no idea how it works.
Yeah, because there's all different levels of interaction with you guys. So let's talk about this.
So it's tailored to fit the need of, you know, the individual. It's a great way to control and mitigate cost of moving is doing some of the packing yourself. But yeah, we're often asked to come in and prepare everything before the move. So
now, are there some things that you guys won't move?
Flammables, combustibles, corrosives.
Okay. So things that are in your garage, most likely.
Under the sink, things
or
of that nature.
Sink.
And you know, the guys will go in and separate that stuff out for you.
Okay. So the client who moved at the end of August, that when he said that he was going to have the movers pack everything, I was like, are you sure? Because I've seen that shelf of like grass killer and other stuff in your garage. Like, I don't think they move that. And I said, depending on the company, they may or may not move your alcohol for you too. Like if you have a bar, open alcohol
most,
in particular.
Most companies will. Yeah.
But is that just local moves? Because I know long distance movers, I've heard
it may just be
not.
Their policy that they're not going to. It has to be factory sealed in order to relocate it. But
aren't these good? These should be questions people should be asking.
Sure.
Them, right?
Sure. And, you know, really, how badly do you need that, you know, third of a bottle of Smirnoff?
Well, I know some people who, because the movers won't do it because of liability reasons, they either don't want their staff to have access to it or they don't want the flammable nature of it on the truck.
Yeah.
I know people who have moving parties specifically to get rid of all the booze that's open in their house.
That's a good
excuse. And I'm like, bring it on! Baby.
Good excuse
like,
to have friends over and have a good time.
That sounds like a good time.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you may not have any furniture in the house, but so what? Right. Most parties people stand up.
That's okay. That's right.
People
needs
do
to
it.
Sit anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Have everyone bring a lawn chair. You're good.
So how much timing do you need? for someone? Let's say, you know, a lot of times we have purchase transactions where we've got a agreed upon closing date. And then at the last minute, everybody starts beating each other on the head with sticks, and we get a delay for this reason or that reason.
That's a great question. And one of the biggest pains that we have in the moving industry, peak season is the summertime when all the kids are out of school. That's when everybody wants to move.
Sure.
So plan as far ahead as you can. In the middle of the summer, moving companies can be booked 4 weeks out. So if you haven't done your preparation or made a decision on what vendor you want to use, you could end up having no resources to get moved.
Got it.
Off season, you know, a couple of weeks notice, we can usually make that happen.
Really? Even in our local market that's just banging it out like crazy right now in terms of...
It is busy right now, but yeah, generally within a couple of weeks notice, we can help you out.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's if you're maybe buying. Right. So because if someone's buying a place, maybe they've just been renting for a while. Mm-hmm. What about like when sellers are prepping and they're doing the downsizing? Like,
and they're just featured on the latest edition of Hoarders.
work with an organizer like to get decluttered and staged. Yeah, right. Absolutely. You know, whether you do it yourself or you work with an organizer, that's great advice. Get a hold of them. Get things cleaned up, packed up, stored.
Okay, so
while the house shows.
So yeah. I remember like when the organization pods first came out, which was the portable organization or whatever.
On-demand storage.
Yeah, on-demand storage. Yep. So when they first came out, that was like, woo, what a big new concept, right?
Containerized shipments, yep.
Yeah, so do most moving companies have those resources available today? Because that's the thing is like pods lost a bunch of market share at some point because a lot of other people got on board with the same thing.
There are a lot of competitors for that containerized shipment, and just about every moving company offers that option. Mm-hmm. So if it's a great alternative for the do-it-yourselfer or, you know, a small shipment solution that's moving in the peak season, that's a good way to get traffic moved.
Well, because like when I'm working with sellers and we're doing the decluttering phase, there's almost, you know, like I was just this weekend out in Port Orchard talking to some folks, and they've got a bunch of stuff that they don't plan on getting rid of, but we need to get it out of their house. They have huge pieces of furniture and stuff and a lot of artwork and things like that. So we're always telling people, hey, take the items that, you know, have either financial, you know, personal value to you. Like, first of all, let's start getting a bunch of that out. And we don't want people just like looking at your stuff, right? Because even just touring their home, I mean, they have like a 5,500 square foot home, but there was so much stuff in there. I just kept looking at all their things instead of their house. I was still doing my job, but it was like after a while, I was like, whoa, this is almost like overwhelming how much I'm looking at. We're going to have a bunch of things you're going to have to store.
Yeah.
And we either need to first look at maybe your garage or... because they have this really amazing garage that's actually built to be able to handle like doing service work on like Ferraris. Like this guy used to own Ferraris and Porsches and stuff like that. And I don't want to have his, it's super cool. I don't want to have his garage taken up with all their belongings.
Yeah, it's a good selling feature.
Right. Yeah. Because I mean, when we do all the 3D and the pictures and everything else, I really want to highlight this thing. So in certain houses, I'm like, hey, look, if you can't afford the storage, make it be your garage. Get it out of the house first, put it out in the garage. But if possible, let's get it off to offsite storage. And what's great about those containers is that, you know, we just say it's pre-packing.
Yep.
And it goes off into that place. And then what's wonderful about it is because it's over there, when you move to the new place, you guys just load it on the truck, get the rest of the stuff, take it to the new place,
oh,
right?
Sure.
Isn't that typically it?
Yeah, it can work that way for sure. It's a great solution for the, you know, the self... you know, the guy doing it himself. Sure.
Well, can you not have somebody help fill those things up or no?
That's an option as well. So, I mean, there's different ways to approach any project. And again, your consultant should be meeting with you, talking about those options and deciding what's best for you. But yeah, okay. That's definitely available.
Give me some of the questions they would ask in a consult.
So you're getting together and you're talking about how much needs to be removed, what needs to be done in order to prepare that stuff to be moved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how valuable is it? How well do you want to protect it? How confident are you as the homeowner that you're going to prepare it and that by the time it gets to its final destination, that it's going to be in one piece?
Yeah.
So right.
That's probably the biggest component. You know, a lot of it's not rocket science. It's moving. But let's face it, it's got to be done properly. And if you're a homeowner that's never done it before, you could suffer with that. And then the liability is yours. You're the one You're the one doing it yourself.
You know, I have a home office. The last two moves I've done, I've definitely paid to have someone do it, yep. And then had the insurance on my stuff because it's all my computer equipment and everything else, you know, that I need in my business. So it was like, heck yeah, you've got all my office desks and all these other things I got to store. Heck yeah, I'm going to make sure that's covered.
I've been doing this 26 years, and I'd hire a mover to do it. So
yeah, oh yeah,
do-it-yourselfers.
Yeah, well,
it's a big project.
And at this point, my back can't even handle it anymore. The beer and pizza company, no thank you. Well, and here's the other part. If you want to see your things destroyed, hire friends.
Right. And because my friends won't work for beer and pizza anymore. So.
Yeah. Well, I actually had a friend of mine years ago who got irritated with another mutual friend because he just said, can I just give you some money to go towards a mover? And I remember she was so offended. And I was like, okay, here's the thing. And this was a while ago. And I said, you and I are, this was me talking to her. I said, we're in our mid-30s right now. And most of our friends were anywhere from 5 to 10 years older than us. All these people in management positions, technology, and other things like that. I said, what do you think the loss is for that guy if he throws his back out picking up your couch?
Yeah. Oh, right.
I'm like, seriously? Like, go get the big hurricane dudes who have the straps and have the stuff that are supposed to be doing it the right way. I said, because you don't want to be responsible for that guy not being able to go to work and feeding his family next week.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the way to do it. And, you know, I still couldn't believe how irritated she was. I was like, you know what? When we were in our 20s, maybe I could get, you know, maybe you could get away with it. But we're all at a different phase in our lives right now. And frankly, every time I've had someone help move, because I've had other people help. I used to have other individuals help with our staging stuff. We actually hire a moving company to move our staging stuff now because I've had so many people ruin all these pieces of material. Like I've had lamps ruined, couches scuffed. Picture frames broken. I mean, I can't. Mm-hmm. It's losses to me, and they don't care.
Yeah,
they just don't care. And your guys are paid to care.
Yep, and you have to know what you're doing. Yeah,
Right.
Got to do it right. And what happens in the case of, you know, a breakage or theft? Obviously, a person moving is going to carry insurance. What's the best type of insurance to take out?
Well, the best type of insurance is the full valued protection. That's replacement cost. Yeah.
Okay.
So if we've handled it and we damaged it, we're going to pay to replace it.
Okay.
Very cool. Stay tuned. When we come back, we've got more with Rob Schmidt, Olympic Moving and Storage. Stay tuned for more of Open House with Team Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.